Yo, what's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the Morning Yankee Show. It is Saturday, August 1st, 2026, and we have our first official trade for the Yankees 2026 trade deadline. Camilo Duvall to the Pirates for two prospects. 22-year-old catcher Omar Alfonso, who's their number 17, the Pirates' number 17 prospect, and 18-year-old unranked prospect and outfielder Luis Cruz. First domino has fallen. There could be more trades made today. There could be a lot more to come, obviously, you would anticipate over the next couple days. But for right now, we have our first move. Did not work out at the time. I think it was a good deal. I really do. I was excited about Camilo Duvall. A lot of people will, you know, post a clip around of John Boy and everybody getting all excited at on Talking Yanks and that being like, oh, this didn't age well. Well, it didn't age well because Camilo Duvall pitched like crap. And that's not the Yankees' fault, at least in the process of acquiring him. It was a good deal. He had, you know, a history of being a good closer for the Giants, some ups, some downs, but ultimately, and this still remains, which is why the Pirates wanted to acquire him, the stuff for Camilo Duvall, really good. But for some reason, it did not work out with us. And with that, we heard rumors that this could lead to him possibly getting dealt. Now he is. And in return, you get two prospects, which we're going to touch on, particularly one of them, Omar Alfonso, who's a catcher, actually seems to be a relatively decent return for the Yankees. Now, in the case of some other things that this affects, obviously the good news here by default is that Camilo Duvall is no longer a part of the bullpen that Aaron Boone has to use. And, you know, I'm sometimes called an Aaron Boone shill, but I think I just kind of see it a lot more fair and balanced, straightforward. He was not using him in high leverage. He really wasn't. Now, early on in the year and last year when we first acquired him, and he thought he could still be a decent pitcher for us, he was. But as time went on this year, the only time he would pitch Camilo Duvall is really because he had to. If the bullpen was burnt out, guys were already used, or in the case of, like, you know, you're down by a bunch, you'd bring in Camilo Duvall. But ultimately, it was obvious Aaron Boone didn't want to have to keep going to Camilo Duvall, even when even at the rate that he was as of late. Now he won't have to. He's no longer on the team. And also, breaking news just in corresponding to this, per Joel Sherman, Yankees are planning to promote Yovani Cruz to replace Camilo Duvall in their bullpen. So this is Camilo Duvall out, Yovani Cruz up. Now, back to what we were saying. The 40-man roster, this obviously opens up a spot because the two prospects that they acquired in return are not going to be on the 40. Camilo Duvall obviously was. So with that, let me see. The Yankees 40-man roster is currently, prior to this trade, was full. Now it is not. So a spot has been created there. Obviously, Yovani Cruz is up right now, but we'll see if that is a plan long-term going forward. One thing I will say about him, he's looked really good in a few appearances for us, and he certainly deserved a roster spot over somebody like Duvall. Not a guarantee that's like the Yankees' long-term plan in the bullpen, though, because for all you know, Yovani Cruz isn't that good. We saw two or three appearances where he did look sharp, no doubt about it, but you know, the celebratory side of this is, yeah, in the meantime, Yankees bullpen just got better. It might get a lot better over the next coming days, though, with somebody that's a far superior reliever than Yovani Cruz. We know the Yankees have some interest in, well, Mason Miller. It doesn't seem like he's going to get dealt, but Adrian Morejon of the Padres, they are expected to acquire a catcher, another bat on top of that, and at the very least, one reliever. So Duvall's out. Somebody else is coming in. In the meantime, Yovani Cruz is up, opens up a 40 spot for more trades to go down. Also, some housekeeping here on the terms of the deal. So they get the two prospects, 22-year-old catcher Omar Alfonso and 18-year-old outfielder Luis Cruz. They are also, I believe, getting some cash considerations as well. Don't have the terms on that just yet. But Joel Sherman does say there are also cash considerations going from, or the Yankees are sending the Pirates cash, excuse me. And with that, we don't have the update on exactly how much it is. Not that that's a huge deal, but I believe Duvall was making a little over $6 million. And remember, he was not a free agent year's end. He had another year control next year. So this is 1.5 seasons that the Pirates are getting from Duvall. And if they're them, yeah, like, I probably want Duvall too. Just watching him pitch, the stuff is great. Probably could use, like, a better put-away pitch. And we know that lefties destroy him. He's been good against righties. If you're a team like the Pirates, it makes sense to take a flyer on him. But listen, if the Yankees couldn't make it work, I don't know who's going to make it work. Possibly he's one of those dudes that like needs to be the defined closer to pitch well. Those, you know, do exist, those kind of people. Sorry, I'm also looking at my phone here to see if there's any other news. But in the meantime, it's just, yes, Duvall traded for these two prospects, sending cash to the Pirates, and Yovani Cruz is up. Now, Chad, we're going to pull you guys up a little bit later, but I do want to touch on the prospects they got back, particularly Omar Alfonso, who's a catcher, 22 years old, lefty hitter, and he was ranked prior to this trade in the Pirates organization as their number 17 prospect. So nothing all that crazy, but the fact that we can get two prospects and really just to, you know, get Duvall out of the bullpen is a W in itself. But this kid seems to be relatively decent. Now, I'm not going to pretend to know anything about, you know, his prospect profile from like the nitty-gritty perspective. I don't know what he is like as a defender, but he's a left-handed bat, 22 years old, 6'1", 242 pounds. And this year, across three levels of the minor leagues, rookie ball, A ball, actually really just he played one game in rookie ball, one game in A. But so 60 games in double A this year, Omar Alfonso is hitting 239, but a 338 OBP, 420 slugging percentage. He has a 758 OPS in double A with nine home runs. You look at his career numbers in the minor leagues, 746 OPS. So this dude, I mean, for a catcher, seemingly has hit a little bit. Don't know anything else about him besides that. But the fact of we knew the Yankees wanted to move on from Duvall, despite them, you know, they were making comments and this is what how it works. Great example of this that the Yankees will tell us one thing. Oh, Duvall's looking better. There's upside in Duvall. There's this, there's that. But in reality, behind closed doors, they wanted to move on from Camilo Duvall. What they tell us means nothing. Has no indication of what is actually going on in the front office, in the clubhouse, in Aaron Boone's head. It's all fluff. It's all nonsense. That's how they're going to talk about players while they're still on the team. They're going to have their back. They're going to support them. And ultimately, that makes no impact on the performance on the field. What does impact performance on the field is the performance of the players, which Duvall's was bad, and the roster itself, which in this case, we removed the guy that was bad in Camilo Duvall. So another example of that, that try not to pay too much attention to all these post-game quotes and getting all riled up on certain things. The Yankees did not like Camilo Duvall by the time his tenure now has ended. And for that reason, see you later. He goes to Pittsburgh. And that is quite exciting, Chad. I'm obviously considering this trade to be a major W. We'll see what the deal is with Omar Alfonso. It's not even about, like, they could have gotten somebody that I'm not all that excited about. Which, yeah, whatever. I mean, Omar Alfonso, Luis Cruz, to be honest with you, I really couldn't give a damn. Alfonso, there does seem to be some upside there. 22-year-old catcher that can hit a little bit. But just talking about the idea that Camilo Duvall is no longer on the team. The first domino has fallen. The Yankees have made a trade. And, yeah, you got a couple prospects back in return. This should be the first of at least four deals done this deadline. And ultimately, Camilo Duvall is off the team. This is a W. How could you not like this trade? So as far as I'm concerned, all good things. And it's so nice to finally get a little bit of news, too. Like, you hear your phone buzz and you check it because you have to. But you kind of go into assuming it's going to be some nonsense. Well, Jeff, when I first saw it, I was on Twitter already. And it broke saying Jeff Passan. And I saw it was just a one-word tweet before it went away. So then I go to look at it. I got a little bit excited because I was like, one line from Jeff Passan. That might mean a trade. Click on it. Sure enough, Camilo Duvall traded to the Pirates. But yeah, so that's your news. We're going to pull up the chat and talk about this. We'll see if there's another deal that gets done today. Trade deadline obviously is a Monday at 6 p.m. And the Yankees are in the midst of a three-game set against the Cubs, which will be tonight on Fox at 7 o'clock. Apparently the weather will clear up in Chicago by then. And then series finale tomorrow. Free pitching tonight for the Yanks, cold pitching tomorrow. But yeah, they'll play tonight without Camilo Duvall being on the roster. Instead of Duvall, you have Yovani Cruz up. And that pretty much sums up what I understand from the trade so far, which is pretty straightforward, just that he's gone. And the trade did not work out. Again, y'all, like, it was a good deal at the time. People keep memeing out the post of Jimmy saying, we got Camilo Duvall, Yanks got Camilo Duvall. I was like that, too. We were all like that. It was a good trade. Sometimes trades do not work out, and that's what this one was. So what do the Yankees do? Do they hold on to him? No, they shipped him off to Pittsburgh. It's like from 42. It's like, Pittsburgh? He sent me to Pittsburgh. Yes, we did, Camilo. Have a good time. Maybe he'll be their closer. I don't know. Probably, because wasn't it Dennis Santana? Bad guy. One thing about Duvall, too, that really frustrated a lot of us was the body language was absolutely putrid at all times. By the way, click like on the stream if you have not already. It does help out a great deal. The body language of Duvall was always awful. Absolutely awful. And that might have been, you know, because he thought he should be closer or something like that. Or you know how guys get. But also, anytime something would go slightly wrong, it seemed like he would just let it snowball from there and would like do like the woe is me shoulders, which you guys know I cannot stand from anybody. Like, if you're just a human being in ShopRite, it's irritating to see woe is me shoulders. Or, like, those people that just, like, you know those people that just, like, sigh all the time? Like, you could be in a freaking field of daisies having the time of your life, whatever, and they'll just be like, like, that's the vibe Camilo Duvall often gave off. And the main thing, obviously, is his performance was bad, and therefore, he's gone. But, yo, let's turn it over to the chat and see some thoughts here. But, obviously, no other news as of yet. This is a big one, though. This is a legitimate trade, and we'll see what the rest of today holds. But what we heard is that the Yankees were expected to be very aggressive this deadline. Hopefully that is still the case. As of last night and continuing to this morning, Brendan Cuddy of the Athletic says that the Yankees were scouring everywhere in the trade market, zeroing in on right-handed hitting catchers and offense in general, according to a source who spoke on condition of anonymity to describe ongoing deliberations. So the current vibe with the Yankees is that they're looking everywhere. They're being aggressive. And we know George Lombard probably is not going anywhere, but it sounds like from everything we've heard over the last week that everybody else prospect-wise and with the pitching is on the table. Now, real quick, I do want to mention the fact that Spencer Jones is playing the way he is over the last week only, I think, increases the likelihood that he gets traded. We were joking on the watch party yesterday watching Will Warren. Like, it's almost insulting how bad you don't want to be a Yankee because he was pitching so well. Only increases his trade value. You guys know I want Say Suzuki of the Cubs. Pretty bad. And apparently, he could be available in a trade for pitching. I don't think the Yankees honestly would send 5 years of control of Will Warren to the Cubs for a half a year of Say Suzuki. I would certainly do that deal, but whatever way you get to the conclusion of possibly making that happen, the Yankees can get a Say Suzuki deal done. You do that. But yeah, so a lot of interesting stuff going on right now. Let's pull up the chat and just get some of your guys' thoughts in here. I know we're all going to be excited about this. Like, I doubt anybody's going to be against the idea of this trade. If you are, by all means, let me know. But you know, there's always those people that are like, oh, well, Omar Alfonso, he sucks. Like, who cares? They could have traded Duvall for one of you guys and would be hyped. You know what I'm saying? Or myself, like, whatever. Some people like to really, you know, show how much they know ball and just happen to have heard the name of Omar Alfonso. They'll be like, well, Duvall wasn't great, but, you know, Omar Alfonso's K-rated AA. Isn't that great? It's like, bro, shut up. Nobody cares. Camilo Duvall is gone. Twins already buying. So that's a big thing that could play a role here in the Yankees deadline, of course. And the deadline as a whole, look, he's excited Camilo Duvall's gone. The Twins are buying. They just went out and got AJ Minter the other night. They also acquired they got a pitcher last night. Who is it? I'm forgetting the name. But it sounds like there's a good chance Jeffers may not move because of what we're seeing with the Twins that they're buying. Although Ken Rosenthal said that is still on the table as a possibility. He has kind of always been the Yankees' number one trade target. Other than that, though, we've talked about Tyler Stevenson. He's a bad defender, right-handed bat, sure, but he doesn't hit lefties. He's hitting under 200 against lefties this year. I'm good off Tyler Stevenson. The name that does intrigue me a little bit, and I'm not trying to get anybody's hopes up here, but what we do know is that the Yankees have checked in, and the Orioles are willing to trade this guy, Adley Rutschman. I do not think that's impossible. Now, he is hurt right now, but he will be back soon. He has, like, wrist inflammation. You guys know Adley, good defender, even better this year. Switch hitter, he'd be a huge upgrade. You don't even have to talk about why he'd be a good move. I just want to leave it there and mention that I do think that's possible. The acquisition of Adley Rutschman, possibly. We know a catcher of some sort is coming in here, though. And obviously, yo, I'm going to keep checking on my phone to see any of the news that goes down. But of course, for now, if you're just joining, if you haven't heard by now, Camilo Duvall traded to the Pirates for two prospects. It was Dean Kremer. That's right. Yacine has that. Shea Langeliers out for the season, yeah, which the one day that he was available before the injury, we were like all over. Like, Shea Langeliers has to be number one. Obviously, now he's done for the year. Hunter Goodman, listen, I like the idea of Hunter Goodman. Maybe I'm not as high as everybody else is, but only because if you were to get him, it would require a package so massive that I'm not against using that package. I want a package of Dax Kilby and others, LeGrand, whoever it may be. Like, you can make so many deals without even including Lombard. The Yankees have a lot to get these deals done. I would rather, like, redirect the package that it would take to get Hunter Goodman, if that's even possible, to go out and get make a deal with the Marlins. You guys know my number one is probably Otto Lopez. And I'd say right now, besides, like, Scooble and Miller, who are on their own little island of, like, a separate situation, Otto Lopez is probably my number one. Like, if that notification were to hit my phone, I'd be like, holy shit. I don't think Hunter Goodman would get dealt. I would guess right now the options are still a possibility. Talking catcher for Ryan Jeffers, I think it's still possible, although not as likely as it was. You can think about Hunter Goodman. I don't see that happening really at all, to be honest. I would give that like a 10% chance, not even, maybe 5%. Adley Rutschman, I would say is, I would give it, and this is kind of high. Don't take this as in a bad way. I would say there's a 30% chance the Yankees could acquire Adley Rutschman. Or like that could be the deal that we see happen in regards to them going out and getting a catcher. The one, to be honest, and this would bother me, is the one with the highest chance that it could probably be Tyler Stevenson, which would be terrible. Zach Neto, I'm kind of good off Zach Neto because, listen, if you were to just add Zach Nutter to the team, word, I think, you know, that'd be a nice fit. He can hit a little bit. The defense isn't great. Although, talking, I didn't do this personally, let's do his podcast, Joel Sherman, he says that somebody from the Angels told him that, like, yo, if you put him on a contender, put him on the Yankees, like, his defense, he would lock in. He'd actually be a pretty damn good defender. Take that for whatever you will. But more so just talking about what the package would require to the Angels to get him, to get Neto. Again, like, they may ask for Dax Kilby and others, which I'm not opposed to trading those guys at all. Actually, I want to. Like, cause, yo, if you just got the news, saw a crystal ball that the Yankees by Monday at 6 p.m. will make a deal that's headlined by Dax Kilby and includes whatever. Like, a deal headlined by Dax Kilby means we're getting something legit in return. So if I, like, happen to know that first, and then I found out afterwards, like, oh, who's it for? And it turned out to be Zach Neto. I'd be borderline pretty pissed, to be honest. I like Neto, but not for what it would cost to get him. CJ Abrams, listen, I like his bat. I don't think we should just toss at the idea of having a not terrible defender at shortstop, especially knowing the alternative, unless you can acquire like Jeremy Peña, but that's not happening. The Astros lead the West now. Lombard, we know, is big league ready defensively at shortstop, and then some. High baseball IQ, intangibles are there. Everything that you hear, we've been hearing for a couple years. The bat, not so much. Offensively, I love CJ Abrams. I would love for the Yankees to acquire him. But to be honest, again, like the package it would require to get Abrams would actually be more than it would take to go get Lopez. And we know Lopez is available. Out of every infielder that's been rumored, Otto Lopez, shortstop for the Marlins, is my number one. Abrams, I would be hyped, yo, because he's one of the best hitting, you know, shortstops in the league. His defense is so bad, though. Like, I don't know how we can just, like, totally put that off to the side. Now, I'm not a fool, yo. Like, if I get the notification, like, Yankees got CJ Abrams, I'd be pumped. But just to make it clear, my number one target that I'm willing to do a big package for is Otto Lopez. We consider Jazz having a down year now. This would be Neto's best season. Well, yeah, Jazz is having a bad year. Now, again, with Neto and guys you see that are of really bad teams, like depressingly bad, like the Angels, a lot of times if, you know, and with Neto, you can apply this logic. It's, you know, he's a former, what, first overall pick or top, first round pick, whatever he was. Like, he's a dude clearly with talent. The Yankees like his talent. Pulling him away from the Angels, like, I could see a world where the Yankees like a guy enough, they think putting him in a playoff race, putting him in a Yankee uniform will, you know, they could bring out the best in him, which they're much better doing with relievers. But just talking about, like, I don't know, motivation of being a ball player, I could see Zach Neto being a better Yankee than he would be an Angel. I'm not really that interested in that at all, though. Yeah, Yovani Cruz brought up, also mentioned by Gary Phillips. Things are going to be ever-changing, you know, like Camilo, or I can't at all. Yovani Cruz could be gone by tomorrow. Who knows? The Yankees are expected to acquire a reliever. It sounds like Mason Miller's not going to happen. Yeah, we got Brett in the chat. I'm sorry, Brett. I love you. There will be some. I don't say hate, but I will. I was going to say gladly, not gladly, but I will acknowledge just very straightforwardly that Jazz is having a really bad year. The late home runs are great. But Jazz, on a day-in and day-out basis, is one of the more frustrating players that's supposed to be good I've seen in the Yankees in a long time. And that's actually a compliment to him because he could be so much better than he is. He has great moments, but that also doesn't buy 3 weeks of not capitalizing with runners in scoring position and being... But a lot of the Yankees need a hit too. So, Brett, I just wanted to say that. Speaking of Jazz, though, and to finish the prior thought, the Yankees are expected to acquire a reliever. I would guess right now, if I just going off my gut, Adrian Morejon would be the most likely option. Mason Miller seems like he's not available. I could see two relievers, one like... Morejon would be a blue chip, and then they get somebody like a, don't puke, but like somebody the equivalent of like a Jake Bird style acquisition, or a, and don't be turned off by that idea. The Jake Bird just didn't work out, but more often than not, those sort of players, those sort of relievers do turn into something worthwhile for the Yankee bullpen. Like there's the Jake Birds, there's the Mark Leiters, and there's also the Luke Weavers, there's the Ian Hamiltons, there's the Lucas Lickies, there's the Paul Blackburn. So I want a legitimate reliever, and I think the Yankees will go out and get somebody hopefully like Morejon. Then I also would expect a second move at some point, which will be like, oh, who's this? Like, whatever. Bargain bin. But like the Yankees, more often than not, are good at turning. They're good at the bargain bin shopping for relievers. So I think you might see two relievers acquired. But as for second base, I'm big on the idea of Luis Arraez. Exactly, F. Ross and Trevino type guys, 100%. Chatter says, Dan, per Joel Sherman, Yankees inquired about Luis Garcia Jr. in a team that talked to the Orioles, but Adley said they seem like they want to trade him. Yes, so I did not see the Joel Sherman report about Luis Garcia Jr. I don't know if I love Luis Garcia Jr. Let me do an update on him. But when it comes to Adley Rutschman, there was a report that, not even a report, I think it was just a straight up like a statement from what the Orioles president or something, pretty much saying like, we love Adley, but pretty much saying like, it's not show friends, it's show biz, essentially is what I got from it. And it sounds like there is a very high chance that Adley Rutschman could get dealt. And if that's the case, the Yankees should be all in on that. What we also heard is that the Orioles will not be opposed to trading him in division, which adds up. I mean, we saw that happen with Zach Britton in 2018, where the Yankees acquired Britton from the Orioles, obviously in division, and they sent Dylan Tate and somebody else. But Luis Garcia, no, not the Mets reliever, Jesus. Let me see here. He's had good years. Is he having a good year this year? Okay, word, I want him. 103 games, 283 batting average, slugging 561, 135 WRC, plus 23 home runs. Luis Garcia, I don't watch a lot of National League ball, guys. I'm very much like, I like to keep it separate. And if it were up to me, we wouldn't even have interleague play. Only a 16% K rate. All right, I'm very down for Luis Garcia. When's he a free agent? Will the Nationals trade him? For those just joining, this is just we're just talking in the chat about some potential rumors here. Apparently, Luis Garcia could be available. All right, he's probably the worst second baseman in baseball defensively. I'm not sure I've ever seen negative 17 defensive runs saved, period, let alone on August 1st. So second base, he is brutal at. Now, not to be annoying here, that does change things a little bit, because Luis Garcia, you know, you acquire him to replace Jazz. All right, offensively, that's a massive upgrade. And at some point, you know, if you're so good offensively, then like, you can get over the defense. But in the case of Garcia, that would be a massive drop-off defensively for Jazz. I will criticize Jazz a lot. For the most part, though, he's a pretty damn good defender at second base. The intriguing thing about why, you know, I always wanted Luis Arraez, outside of the obvious runners in scoring position, all that, he's turned into a really good defender. So you wouldn't really be, for the most part, losing much at all defensively at second base. In the case of Luis Garcia, his bat intrigues me. If he's got him, I'd be hyped, but his defense is pretty damn bad. So that stands out. Yeah, but he just is not capable of playing good defense. Anyways, that's interesting. Let me know about the rumors if you see anything else. But yeah, first domino was fallen. Camilo Duvall traded to the Pirates. How do I feel about Randy Arozarena? I would be down. I guess I won't look up every single player. I know enough about Arozarena just to riff, but I would be down. I mean, I'm pretty sure he hits lefties at the very least. And you know, he's one of those dudes that to bridge us back until Bellinger returns, and like, which probably they all be around the same time. Out of those three, Stanton may be the first to be back, if he does come back. But Judge obviously expected a return. That is what is happening, by the way. The Yankees are pretty adamant about that behind closed doors. Like, no, Judge is returning. Judge has said he feels 10 times better. Judge has said, I'm definitely, like, Judge is coming back this year. I guarantee it. But Stanton technically could be the first one to come back between those two. Anyways, Randy would be the perfect guy to like bridge us over to that return of the injured players. And then by the time you get to the playoffs, you would just have him as a bench bat. Or in the case of like, any sort of right-handed hitting outfield that you acquire, there's like the Joe Adell tier, which Joe Adell wouldn't be a bad get because, you know, he hits lefties and right now we could certainly use that. But come the postseason, these guys that we acquire to be, whoever we acquire to be a right-handed hitting outfield, like the floor of it is somebody that just gets us by. It doesn't even have to be on the playoff roster. The next tier above is a bench bat by the time everybody's healthy. We get to October. There's also the case of like, say a Suzuki, if they were to acquire him, which you guys know I would be all for, say a Suzuki would play every day until those guys return. And then once he does return, no matter what, he would be in the outfield against lefties. You probably would do Bellinger in center, say a Suzuki in left against lefties, Judge in right. He also provides you really good Stanton insurance at DH. I would love more than any other outfielder to get say a Suzuki, which again, the Cubs are apparently considering the idea of trading him to get pitching in return. And Will Warren may have did us a favor yesterday. I don't think the Yankees would trade Will Warren for, say, Suzuki, but the Cubs said Suzuki is highly unlikely. I have not seen that report, sports fan, and it sounds kind of funky, too, that the Cubs just came out and said Suzuki is highly unlikely, or did somebody you saw on Twitter say that? Yeah, I didn't see that. Just let me know exactly where you got that so I can look into it, but appreciate it. I hope they get Adley. Adley would be awesome. Let's see what else other rumors were there. I just really, really don't want Tyler Stevenson. I really don't want Tyler Stevenson. Chance we flip these new prospects right away. I wonder if Cashman may flip these guys. Camilo Duvall adds nothing to a trade, but a few prospects might. I mean, maybe, but I honestly don't think so. Like, these guys aren't nothing that are going to, like, make or break a deal for the most part. Maybe Alfonso would. But don't worry about this. The Yankees have more than enough to get just about every single trade they want to get done. Besides the ones that do require Lombard, and that's, you know, Lombard or bust for certain teams that are in trade talks with the Yankees. All right, that's to the side. But we have the capability of getting any deal done that we want with Dax Kilby, with LeGrande, with Elmer, with the pitching that we have. So, I mean, the Yankees farm system is actually in a pretty damn good spot. According to The Athletic, regarding Suzuki, Kelly reports that Suzuki trade is highly unlikely. Okay, word. I still want him bad, though. But, you know, there's going to be a deal where something comes out of nowhere, and all of a sudden we're like, oh, wow, I didn't expect that to happen. Gary Sanchez, yes, the Brewers acquired who do they acquire? What catcher they acquire? Slipped my mind. But now Gary Sanchez might get traded, too. That's not going to happen. I'm a big-time Gary Sanchez fan, and he actually, I think, has turned into a pretty decent defender, and he is raking against lefties. Dan, you streaming all day Monday, live call-ins? Yes, exactly that, John. So we are now doing baseball today, Monday morning, but the new plan, instead of going live at 9, is going to go live at 12. We're going to be live Monday all day long, starting at 12 through 6:30. So live for the entire trade deadline. We're going to have live call-ins. It's going to be very much a traditional radio-style broadcast. We'll have commercial breaks, like one every 30 minutes, and we'll have call-ins. It'll be 6. So Monday at 12 o'clock, that's what we'll be doing, which will be hyped. Now, also, yeah, if you guys can click like in the stream, it does help out a great deal. Reminder, the Morning Yankee Show, obviously it's well into the afternoon now, but the Morning Yankee Show, we're live Monday through Friday every single day. Also available on podcasts and all that. Pirates took only $750K of Duvall's contract. Damn. No, it's the Yankees. I'm pretty sure Elliot, no, it's the Yankees sent the Pirates $750K, if I'm not mistaken. If somebody could check in on that in the chat, if you don't mind, but I'm pretty sure it's the Yankees are sending the Pirates $750K. Yes. So that's the rest of this year. Keep that in mind. So, like, he's making $6.1 million this year. The Yankees sent $750, or the Pirates are assuming $750K for the rest of this year, but that's still just $2 million owed. So, actually, I was wrong as well, but it's just for the rest of this year. So, $750K over the next $2 million, that's nothing. What really would matter is, like, are the Yankees paying anything of Duvall's salary next year, his last year of arbitration? No, unless I'm missing something, but that ultimately does not matter. So, don't worry too much about that. But, yes, let's see here. What were we just talking about? Dax Kilby, is he healthy? Yes, he came back about a week ago. Wildman Samurai with a $5 Super Chat. Appreciate it, brother. Says, how many hitters do we need to add to our current lineup in order to win the World Series this year? I say 2 or 3. Thoughts? I think 2. To be honest with you, do we need to add before by the time we get to the World Series or to win the World Series? Truthfully speaking, ultimately, 1. Ideally, though, because you don't want to have to go into the playoffs as a wild card team, although Cole Free Cam is pretty good wild card rotation. We do have to acknowledge that the devastating factor of Bellinger being out is especially because it could affect us, our chances of winning the AL East. He is, though, we have to remember, coming back. Judge is coming back. Stan, if you don't think so, fair enough, but that is happening. So our team come October, again, barring like a Seiya Suzuki acquisition, barring something crazy, there's a good chance whoever we acquire besides like the catcher, whoever we acquire that's a right-handed hitting outfielder won't be even starting in the playoffs because our true talent team come October with a healthy Judge, with a healthy Bellinger, unless you were to get a rise, put him at second base, that's different. But just talking about catcher and right-handed hitting outfielders, the only player that would be starting in October most likely would be the catcher that you acquire. So ultimately, it's the lineup's still going to have Judge and right. It's going to have Bellinger and left. The second bat, which is why I say two, catcher and then the right-handed hitting outfield bat, could very well most likely be someone that hits well against lefties. And if that's the case, against lefties, you probably would do Bellinger in center field, trade acquisition in left, whoever that may be. So that would improve the team. But in terms of like being able to win the World Series, listen, what makes this year so by default exciting, even though it's been miserable at times, is that our floor is a team that is going to be very hard to beat in October. Even just take us against the Dodgers. Even if they were to get Skubal, which would suck, make no mistake, that would be awful. I think you should still try to prevent that. Our postseason rotation of Cole, Freed, Cam, Rodon, whatever order you want to say, Cam, Freed, Cole, Rodon, whatever, is the best postseason starting staff we've had by far in the Aaron Judge era. And when talking about the Dodgers and a potential World Series matchup this year and where we were in 2024, the gap is much closer because of our starting rotation. So it's a thing where by default, we're going to have a chance to win it all this October. We just will, which is what makes this trade deadline all that more important. You want to get a catcher, a good catcher. When it comes to the offense, Grisham's been kind of crap in the bed lately, very much so. I'm a Grisham fan, but at the very least against lefties, you probably don't want him starting in the outfield. So with that, make sure you shore up that loose end. The bullpen has probably pitched a little bit over their head, just a little bit. Shore up that loose end, and they're going to do that. The big question here is not what positions they're going to get. It's going to be catcher, outfield, bat, reliever. The question is obviously who will those guys be. But to answer your question, in order to win the World Series, how many bats do we need to add? Truthfully, I think it's one, a catcher. Ideally, though, and that's what matters here, not, oh, this could work out. Grisham could start hitting again, which I think he will. Or, you know, Stanton could come back, which I think all those guys will. But, you know, Judge and Bellinger will. We often have left things up to chance a lot where it's like, we don't need to acquire an ace because Luis Severino's coming back. Or we don't need to do this because that guy's coming back. Or this may work out. Or this guy may find it. I don't want to do that. So it's a thing where, how many do we need? One. But I don't want to leave it up to chance besides the fact that it's baseball. You know, it's a game of chance and all that. But, or not a game of chance, but chance is very much involved. And like the worst team can beat the better team. That can happen. But yes, that's kind of where I stand on that. Dan, if you can only keep one, Jones or Jason? Very good question. What's up, John? John, I went to the gym today, by the way. Jones or Jason, who would I rather keep? I do believe more long-term, at least entering this last week, I believe more long-term in Jason's bat. Defensively, though, for the Yankees, it may make more sense if they do believe in Jones at all over Jason. A tally on his end is because would go because he plays center field. And if Grisham's departing in free agency, like Jones could be the heir to the throne to center field next year. Jason, I mean, he's pretty good in right, actually. He has. He's obviously more of a DH. Who has more value right now? All of a sudden, I'm almost thinking Jones may have more value than Jason. But I don't know. I do think one of those two gets traded. Who would I rather keep? I mean, Jones' K rate is still pretty high. And listen, he's looked good the last week. I don't want to factor that into my thought process that much. I trust Jason's bat more because Jones is a center fielder. I might go Jones. What I hear, MJ? Anything go on? I don't see any news as of yet. But anyways, obviously, yeah, if you're just joining, Komodovall traded to the Pirates for two prospects, 22-year-old catcher Omar Alfonso, who is a number 18 or number 17 on the prospect chart for the Pirates, or he was at the time. Catcher, 22 years old, left-handed bat, has had like a career OPS of like 750 in the minor leagues. So he's pretty decent. Main thing, though, is that he is part of a deal that sends Komodovall out of here. Let's see. My last comment. Didn't see it. You positive Judge will be back? I am, Ben. Yes, I am. It sounds like from the Yankees and the things, they're very confident, and Judge himself is very confident as well. Keep both. Sorry, Dan, I'm not a Grisham fan like you are. I mean, that's fair. Listen, here's the thing. Like, when Grisham is going well, what do I say to you guys? Like, hey, it's worked out pretty well. Good thing the Yankees re-signed him. So just like me doing that when he's hitting well, like, you guys are well within your rights to be like, yo, Dan, Grisham's, like, playing like crap. He is. He's not hitting. But yeah. Rita, don't be scared. I haven't seen any news go down, from what I'm understanding. But if you guys see any rumors, let me know. All I have is that Komodovall is being traded, and someone a trade broke wire live. Well, we came here right after the Komodovall thing, but there is probably going to be a deal before we go live on Monday. There'll probably be a deal that will come on here again for, whether it's later tonight or tomorrow. I'm sure there will be a deal by the time we're live 12 o'clock on Monday. Only news is Yovani Cruz being called up. Yeah, that's all I'm seeing too. I don't know if you'll see this, but Arise, Rutschman, and Rosarena deadline would send us to the World Series and possibly win. I mean, if they were to get Arise, Rutschman, and Rosarena, I just don't see them getting Luis Arise. I don't. I could see a Rosarena. I could see Rutschman. When it comes to the pitching side of things, if you were to give me a deadline of Adrian Morejone from the Padres and Adley Rutschman, and then we'll figure out the rest. Like, tell me those two players, Morejone and Rutschman, are coming. Then I'm really in a good spot. Really in a good spot. What up, Patrick? You'll have to give up a lot for both Adley and Ward. Yankees prospects aren't exactly eye-catching either, if we're honest. They actually do have some pretty eye-catching prospects, though, Lek. They really do. Dax Kilby can get that deal done. Although, I don't think I want to send Dax Kilby in the Rutschman deal. And yes, a lot of people have paired Rutschman and Ward together. I don't see that happening, although that would be great. That would cost a lot. I think it's going to be hard enough to pry Rutschman in the deal with the Orioles, and they could do that. They probably would want to trade Ward separately. Like, those two players have enough value on their own where they would probably want to do that separately. What are the chances they get Otto? Man, I would say it's possible because the Marlins are apparently listening. So, yeah, I think that is possible. Percentage chance? I don't know, maybe like a 40%, which is relatively high. Dan, if you saw a passing breaking Yankees trade for dot dot dot, who do you think it is? Adley. Morejon's kind of a must. Rutschman is elite and Caldwell-Graine if we really need that one last bullpen piece. I agree. Morejon is a must. I agree. Or at least a reliever of that caliber. LeGrande is throwing again, which almost kind of felt a little bit like, you know, playing the game a little bit. Like, oh, look, let's take a video of LeGrande throwing. Grande was posted from his social account. He's expected to possibly be an option again come September. Trade Clark or keep him. See, I wonder if the Cubs and a Seiya Suzuki deal would be interested in Clark Schmidt. I want Seiya so bad. But we'll probably keep it there on the rumor mill because nothing else has broken regards to, or come out like, oh, this is being talked about. Or all we know for right now is the Yankees want a reliever. They want a catcher. The catcher market is weird, but they have checked in on Adley Rutschman. If they say Miller for Lombard in a trade package, what would you say? That's the one thing I probably would. I do want to hold on to Lombard now. I do. I would try to rework that deal with Dax Kilby being the headliner. But I want to be like in the negotiations. And I don't think there's any chance Yankees trade Lombard anyways. Doesn't Clark only have 1 year of control left? Well, yes, but he's 1 year of control left. But by then he'll be a full built up starter. And he's expected back in September. All we heard is that the teams are interested in trading for Clark Schmidt, which is interesting. Feels like a Sunday will be when the dam truly breaks. I'm down for it. Thoughts on Xavier Edwards? I don't love him all that much, sports fan. I mean, right-handed hitter plays second base, but I don't think his defense is great. And offensively, I mean, he would be an upgrade, but I think I'm just so attached to the idea of if we do a deal with the Marlins, I want Otto Lopez other than anybody else. Now, there's also, like, if we're not getting Lopez, we're making a deal with the Marlins. Like, Liam Hicks, their catcher, he's apparently might be available. He interests me. Hernandez, the outfielder, right-handed hitter, who can hit pretty nicely. He's apparently, like, available, quote-unquote. Available in terms of, like, they're willing to listen. Just say it really quick. Is this good or bad for the Yankees? The Komutoval trade? Good. Komutoval is no longer a member of the Yankees bullpen. And they got two prospects. One of which is actually pretty decent in Alfonso. Oh, I just realized I left it on that screen. But yo, I think that'll probably do it for this stream. We'll be back really soon. Offensively, Edwards is a huge upgrade. Yes, to put it second base, sure. You could play him, I guess, at shortstop, but I don't know. Like, Edwards would be an upgrade offensively, but if I understand correctly, he is still nothing, like, insane. Like, Otto Lopez is near, like, a 130 WRC+. Edwards, I mean, he does get on base very nicely. I mean, he's hitting 291 with a 372 on base. I like that a lot. 113 WRC+, and I would be cool with that at second base. I'm cool with it regardless, but I mean, he's minus seven outs of average at shortstop, which I guess I could get over if he can competently field the position. I'd want him. I don't want to be too anti-Xavier Edwards. He does look pretty nice. And then next year, when Lombard's at short, you could put him at second. And he only strikes at 13.7%. I retract the way I was talking about him. I would take Edwards. I definitely prefer Otto Lopez, but I would take him. And I say I would take him like it wouldn't cost a lot. But anyways, that's going to do it for the stream, though. But remember, we're going to be live whenever something breaks. We'll also be live Monday at 12 o'clock through 6:30 with like a classic trade deadline radio show with call-ins and all that. Stream tonight at 7. I don't think we're going to be live for tonight's game, Young, but I'll keep you guys posted. I don't think we'll be live for tonight's game, but obviously something will break during the game. We'll be live. I'll let you know if that changes, but a trade goes down, we're live on here. Remember, Morning Yankee Show, we're live Monday through Friday, and then we'll be back Monday at the very latest with our trade deadline show all day long. I'm hyped for that too. Yo, appreciate you guys so much for tuning in. Hopefully see you guys soon, maybe later tonight. Click like on the stream if you have not already. Reminder, we're also available on podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. But that'll do for this one. Komutoval traded to the Pirates for two prospects. And the first domino has fallen. Let the trade deadline begin. Love you guys so much, and I'll see you next time, maybe later tonight. Till then, let's go Yanks.